Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to our sponsor, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and hosting our site, WPCoffeeTalk.com. Now on to our episode. Welcome to WP Coffee Talk, where, as I say often, I get to talk to people all over the world. I get to make new friends in places I've never been to before. And today I get the pleasure to introduce you to one of my new friends, Carol Olinger. How are you today, Carol?
Hi, Michelle. Oh, I'm so good because I'm happy to be on your show.
Well, I'm happy to have you. I was so excited when we connected, and then I was able to convince you to, I don't know how much it took convincing, but to ask you and have you come on the show with me. I'm very excited to have you here today, mostly because I'm also very excited about your new job, which we're going to talk about too, because it's a topic near and dear to my heart, of course. So,
but I'm before very excited we get there,
fantastic. Well, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yes, well, my name is Carol, as you said, and I am originally from a very small Western European country called Luxembourg, which is situated between Belgium, Germany, and France. And since 5 years, a little bit more than 5 years, I'm living with my husband and our dogs in Germany. Mm-hmm. And I'm 38. And occasionally, I like to reinvent myself, so to really dive into new challenges and professional-wise, personal-wise. So yeah, I think that's me. And yeah, I'm a dog lover.
That's good. I have three cats, but I like dogs too.
I like cats too.
There you go. So I always ask everybody, show us your mug. So which mug do you have to show us today?
Okay, I have a very special mug today. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to show you. So this is a giant mug with a cute little French bulldog on it. And it's purple because purple is my favorite color. And actually, it was a gift for Christmas. I think it was like 3 years ago from my oldest nephew. So one of the best gifts I ever got. He really nailed it.
And is the bulldog wearing a hat? It looks like he's wearing a hat.
It is. It actually is. So I'm going to show you again.
Oh, yes. That's so cute. And a scarf, too. My niece has a French bulldog, and she dresses it up for Halloween every year.
And oh, my God. Would love to see the pics.
I'll share them with you. One year, she decided she wanted to be Amelia Earhart. And so she dressed up the dog as the airplane.
Oh, so cute.
So I'll show you those pictures later. So it's really
I think Frenchies are the best for costumes. Like they look funny enough already without, and they're hilarious when they're wearing costumes. I should really dive into that.
they're pretty easygoing too, which is also a good quality in a dog.
Absolutely.
So what are you drinking in your mug today?
Today I have a mocha coffee, which is one of my favorites. So I'm actually not a big coffee drinker. So usually when I'm drinking coffee, it's with lots of milks and additional aroma, and so that you don't taste the coffee anymore. So that's how I like my coffee. That's why I'm also a big fan of Starbucks.
Yeah, I love Starbucks. So I have my WordCamp Hamilton mug from last year. I was a speaker there. And I also drink my coffee with cream and sugar. So I had the wrong grocery delivery the other day, and they brought me coconut cream instead of milk, like, you know, regular cream. Yeah. And I'm getting used to it. I'll just say that much. I'm getting used to it.
Interesting.
So coffee, cream, and sugar today as well. So we'll sip our coffee while we learn a little bit more about each other. So one of my favorite questions to ask people, I have several favorite questions, and I wrote them all, so of course they're my favorite questions, but how did you get started with WordPress?
Actually, I started, I'm a certified dog health trainer, and when I was doing my studies, I wanted to have a blog, like where my dogs are going to share their personal stories, and also I wanted to write about my experiences in these studies. So that was my first getting in touch with WordPress. Actually, it was WordPress.com at that point. Mm-hmm. My husband, he was already explaining me the differences, and I was like, I don't care, give me the simple thing to use because I'm not a technical person. And then he told me, yeah, but you will not be able to manipulate everything as you like, or also when it comes to colors and design, and I still didn't care. And That changed when I started my third blog, and that was for me a very important one because I'm suffering of a chronic disease, which is called lipedema. And I was founding a nonprofit organization in Luxembourg. Mm-hmm. And so the website, of course, is the ideal way to reach out many people at the same time, when we had already a Facebook group. And so we created a website. And that was the point when I got in touch with WordPress itself, because I wanted to have it customized. And so that was pretty much how I got involved with WordPress as a software. And most importantly, I think it was way more important for me to get involved with the community than with the software, because the community really got me, like, yeah, you've heard about the community bug, and probably you're infected as well. So that's what happened.
Yeah, you don't start a WordPress podcast if you haven't been infected by the community bug.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. So I joined my husband to WordCamp Europe in 2016 in Vienna. Mm-hmm. And I was not so fond of the idea, to be honest, like being surrounded by 2,000 nerds and me feeling like Penny from Big Bang Theory. I don't understand anything. I don't understand a word you're saying. And I think deep down inside, I was just worried of feeling excluded on site, like not belonging, you know?
Right.
And that's not what happened. Like, was the exact opposite. Like, everybody was just so kind and inspiring and great. And I got infected by the community bug immediately.
Very quickly. Yeah. That's awesome. I love that. And your husband is very much involved with WordPress.
Yeah.
The WordPress community as well.
Yeah. So the funny thing is, he was already... So he's a software engineer, and at some point when we were leaving Luxembourg to just redirect our professional careers into a different direction, he chose WordPress as the platform of his choice, like obviously for the market share. But he was never really like interested in getting involved with the community around. For him, it was all about software, and I'm a very extroverted human being. So what actually happened is that, I mean, he's very technical. He has a lot of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And when we got in touch with the WordPress community, I was the one like pushing for getting involved more and more and visiting more WordCamps. So I think it's a really interesting situation for us as a couple, because he's the one with the technical skills and I'm the one with the community skills. And we were putting that all together.
It's perfect. I think we call that yin and yang when you fit together so perfectly. That's wonderful. That's a great story. Yeah, that's a great story. I love that. When you think about people's websites in general, what do you think is something that we should focus on more as designers and developers that would make sites stronger and better for our end users?
Actually, I think sometimes when I'm going to websites that the authors or the bloggers, the websites, that they're not really aware about who they're writing for. So sometimes I feel like, okay, there's a topic which might be interesting for me, but I don't feel like it is actually written for the people that should be interested in it. So I think sometimes it's really worth doing the process of having a website to reconsider who's my audience, mm-hmm. and who am I writing for, or who do I want to reach, and how do I want to reach these people. Mm-hmm. And also SEO is very important. Yeah. when you are aware who you want to reach, so it's very important to have the right keywords. So I think sometimes people struggle with that, and I'm one of these people for sure. So and the other point is of course accessibility, which mm-hmm. becomes more and more important, and it's not like becoming more and more important, it is important.
It always was.
And I am not very deep into the topic, and I'm a bit sad about that. So I really should go more to accessibility talks and read more about it, mm-hmm. because it is very important and there's mm-hmm. so much to learn, and everybody should just adapt a tiny little bit to make their sites more accessible, because everybody can do that in the end.
I agree. And it's a lot easier to build a site with accessibility in mind than to go back and try to fix it to be accessible as well.
Yeah, I get that.
So, yeah, so I agree. And I think if we all put a little more focus on that, we would make the web a better place for everybody. Mm, absolutely.
Which would be a great thing.
It would be, for sure. Especially if you want your things to be found by everybody, right? Mm-hmm. And enjoyed. Yeah, for sure. What's something that you wish you had known when you first started with WordPress that you've learned since then that might have made your job a little easier over the years?
As I am not specifically working with the software, I must say it's a bit hard for me to answer that question. So I would rather see the project as a whole and not only the software. Okay. So I actually wish I would have learned earlier in my life about the software, about the community, and all the opportunities that the software and the community create for people all over the globe. I really think that democratizing publishing is not just said like this, but it is in fact what is happening. Mm-hmm. So WordPress gives you the opportunity to raise your voice, no matter who you are and no matter where you are located. So if you have something important to share, or if you have something important to sell, you just have the possibilities to do that. And this is very true for people that might have not so many opportunities in the places where they live, but also for people like me who actually had plenty of opportunities to live their lives or to earn a living in Luxembourg, but I was completely unhappy with what I was doing every day. Mm. So I think if I would have known of this project earlier, I might have saved some years of my life, which I was just getting up every morning like, oh my God, what am I doing here? So that would probably be my answer.
And that makes perfect sense, absolutely. You know, there was no web when I was in high school or college. It didn't exist yet. And I was an early adopter. So back in my MBA, when I worked on my MBA, we're building websites with HTML only. And so I've been able to kind of watch that come along. And then when WordPress was something that I could kind of join in on, I've been using WordPress for about 10 years. So not as long as it's been around, but I agree. It's an exciting project, and to be able to kind of follow it along and grow with it has been kind of exciting.
I'm only involved since 3 years now, if I'm not mistaken. So there's still plenty of time I've lost.
You're catching up quickly. I know you are.
Thank you.
And you get to take advantage of WordPress as it is now and not struggle with it as it was 10 years ago too.
Yeah. So I have to be very thankful towards the people who are building it up and all the time, like, making it a better tool. And yeah.
Yeah, the people who contribute to Core have my undying gratitude.
Yes. But like everybody contributing, it's just.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So when you think back over the last few years and you've gone to WordCamps and meetups and you've given talks and you've heard talks, and what are some of the things, or whether it's a particular moment in time that was inspirational to you, maybe pivotal moment for you, and what was that?
This is an easy one. So I think when I was at my third WordCamp, I haven't ever dared to attend a talk, because I was still a bit embarrassed of not being the technical person, and I still hadn't understood that you don't have to be a technical person to be part of the community and to take out benefits of the talks at WordCamps. Mm-hmm. So I was having like an imposter syndrome, like being an attendee.
Oh no.
It started there.
That's the extreme.
It is, right?
Yeah.
So, and at my third WordCamp, there was a talk scheduled, and that was in the Netherlands. And there was a talk scheduled, which was called How WordPress Saved My Life. And the speaker was Sally Mayer from the UK. Mm-hmm. And that sounded like very accessible to me. So I went to that talk, and it was totally inspiring to me, like, because that was when I noticed, oh my God, this is so much, this software is so much more than just software, and this gives people the opportunity to change their lives for good, like, yeah, for better lives. And so that was the first talk I was actually attending, and it felt really good to be able to follow everything. Mm-hmm. And the next day I attended a talk of Marieke van der Acht, who's the CEO of Yoast, and she was talking about SEO. And I didn't even attend it like deliberately. So it wasn't, there was the keynote, like not the keynote, she had the keynote. Uh-huh. And there were opening remarks, and of course I was telling the opening remarks, but then there was no break. And I was like, I was prepared to just leave the room after the opening remarks, because again, I'm not a technical person, what am I doing at a talk? But there was no break, and I just felt like completely impolite to sneak out of the room while she was already standing on stage. I didn't know her at that time. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, I know what a wonderful person she is.
Yeah.
So I had to stay there, so she knows the story. And then I had to attend her talk, and I noticed, oh my God, this makes total sense. I understand. And again, it was accessible to me. And oh my God, there's SEO. Yeah, it makes total sense. Keywords, people have to find your website. Mm-hmm. And it was, again, very enlightening to me.
Yeah.
So these two talks were probably the most memorable for me, because they opened the door for me to attend talks. And of course I have attended talks later on where I didn't follow everything, but so what? If you learn a tiny little thing during the talk, it was already worth the time you were investing, right?
Absolutely. I've given, in the past 5 years, I've given over 30 WordCamp talks, and I'm not a technical person, so none of my talks are technical. And so, but they're business related or they're community related. And so there's so much you can learn from people if they're not technical too. So I think it's part of our community that people often overlook, thinking that everything has to be about technical, but you're right. It's a wonderful thing when you can find that you fit in no matter where you go. It's a good thing.
Yeah. I also try to encourage people to bring their partners to WordCamps, because I'm a good example. Like I went there as a non-technical person. I was afraid of being excluded. And then I got sucked in into the bubble, and I was making a living inside WordPress, and I'm still having such a great time. Mm-hmm. So I had lots of conversations with women, with men, who told me like, hey, we want to bring our partners, but they think that's not the place for them to be. And in the meantime, I'm a speaker myself, so I was sharing my story publicly, and which is a good thing, because now it's a WordPress.
Yeah. That's
and
right.
I tell the people, hey, show my talk to the partner, and then they're gonna see if they might find the inspiration to come. I mean, you just attend if you don't like it, which is not going to be the case.
Right, exactly. But even if you didn't, so what? You've given up a day or two, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. That's wonderful. I love that. So you have a new job in, what, the last month, 2 months?
Yeah, exactly. Like the last month.
Yeah, and you're working for a company that I think is just amazing. So you're with WP and Up Now, which I think is fantastic. I work for Give, and Give is and you have Give on your website for fundraising as well. So it's very close to my heart in multiple ways, but why don't you tell us what WP and Up is and what your role will be or is with them?
So WP and Up is a registered charity inside the UK, and the main mission is to promote positive physical and mental health, and to reach that objective. Like, WP and Up has different health hubs. So there is a mental health hub, there's a physical health hub, there's also a business health hub and a skills health hub. So through initiatives that are raising awareness for these topics, there's also educational tools, there's support, there's training. So there's a lot going on to just help people, not exclusively inside the WordPress community, but at the moment it's mainly targeted at WordPress community, like to just have a better health in general, but not only the personal health, but also the business health. Mm-hmm. So that's the main mission of WP and Up. And So at the moment, there are, I think we have like more than 3,000 members, and there is really, there's a lot of community members that have seen their life already impacted positively by the initiatives of WP and Up, by the events or by the support they get online. But it's also person, do you say person in person in English?
In person
meetings. Mm-hmm. So there's really a lot going on, and it's still in the build up phase. So there's way more to come in the future.
And what is your role?
So I have a very specific role at the moment. There is the new project that had been, I think it had been announced like a month ago. So the project is called Head to WCEU. And as you might remember, last year there was a great guy, which is called Marcin Boltzmann, who was walking from his hometown near Rotterdam in the Netherlands to WordCamp Europe in Berlin, which was over 700 kilometers. If I'm not mistaken, it was 718 kilometers. And he was doing that all by walking. And he was raising funds for another charity, which is called Donate WC, which is helping people from all over the world to attend WordCamps. Mm-hmm. So we were pretty inspired by Marcel's effort. And so the idea came up during a team brainstorming at WCU, at WordCamp Europe in Berlin, that WP and Up could do a similar thing also to raise funds for the charity. Mm-hmm. And the distance between Berlin and Porto is about 3,000 kilometers. So walking that would be,
a lot.
Yes. So the idea came up to do that by bike. Mm-hmm. And besides raising funds for the charity, the goal would also be to involve as many people from the community as possible. Mm-hmm. And to show that if you are adjusting tiny little things in your daily life, that this can lead to huge improvements from the point of view of physical health, but also from the point of view of mental health. Mm-hmm. And I am 100% convinced that these two are connected very closely to each other. So that's that's my personal experience, because I have some mental health issues and I have some physical health issues. And if I am trying to improve my physical health, it has a huge impact on my mental health. Mm-hmm. So that's why I got intrigued by the project and really interested by it. And also, I started biking a few months ago because I had an injury on my knee. So I had to stop running for a while. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I was losing my inner balance. So because of what I told you earlier, that these two things are pretty much connected for me. Mm-hmm. So I had to find an alternative. And that's why I bought my e-bike, and I felt madly in love with my e-bike. And when I learned about this project, I was like, oh my God, this is just perfect. I want to get involved. Like, I want to do this. This is like the perfect match. It's about physical health, mental health, raising awareness for it, promoting it. And then there's bike involved. So here I am. Oh my God.
Sign me up, right?
Yes. So I reached out. I reached out to Dan, who's the founder, Dan Maybe, of WP and Up, because I was attending WordCamp Brighton, and he was there as well. And I was like, oh my God, I want to do this. Like, getting super excited. I was jumping around. I can see myself. And then I also told him if they would need any help for organizing the whole thing, that he could reach out to me, because I had some capacities at that moment. Because I was on sabbatical, like having a break of my job that I was doing before, because it just got a little bit exhausting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Dan reached out to me and asked me if I would come the head to WCEU crew chief, which is an amazing title. Like, this is the most amazing title I ever had.
That's a wonderful title. I love it.
And here I am now. So I'm the crew chief of the Head to WCEO project.
So what are you doing with that? Are you, you know, doing things with social media? Are you writing, blogging? What are you doing as the crew chief?
Yeah, so the main mission would be like to assure that all the parts of this project are coming together as they should. Mm-hmm. And one very important part of that is assure the safety and well-being of the riders. So this is not only the biggest challenge, but it is also our main focus. Like, we have to take care that everybody gets the support they need, and this is one of my main missions. So at the moment, actually, I am working on the route. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of planning involved in finding the one and only good route. So we are nearly there, good. But there are still adjustments to do. So I have a little spoiler. We are trying to include the full Camino, the pilgrim route. You have heard of that?
Yes.
From Pamplona to Santiago de Compostela in Spain. Mm-hmm. So we're really trying to do that and to include it in our right. route from Rolling to Porto. Yeah, so I think we are gonna publish the route in the upcoming weeks. So the mostly final route, there might be adjustments in the next weeks and months, because you never know. Also, there can be like changes, construction areas whatsoever. Like, mm-hmm. the world is changing, right?
All the time. Wow, what a big project, but so exciting.
Yeah, it is. I'm so glad I can be a part of this amazing team first, and also that I can get involved into such an amazing project where my heart really beats for it. I'm really passionate about it.
That's wonderful. So if somebody wants to be a rider, they can sign up to be a rider and raise money that way. And if somebody doesn't have the physical capacity to do the ride, or they don't have the time to take off from work, they can contribute financially and share social media, share your blog posts about what's happening to help spread the word.
Exactly. You said it all. what you're also going to do is to, so we're going to try to also involve community members. If they cannot be present, like physically on the spot or on the route, mm-hmm. We're going to try to find solutions where we can involve them from home. So first of all, we're going to share about the adjustments that all the riders are going to do to their own lives. So mm-hmm. if some people out there want to improve their physical and mental health, they can still join us like online and do that. And also, there are other possibilities, like if you have I don't know the word in English, but if you have the bike at home where you're going to do the training, I think we call it
ergonomic. Stationary? Stationary bike.
Stationary bikes. Yeah, you could perfectly do 3,000 kilometers on a stationary bike.
That's true, while you're still working on your blog.
Exactly. We have a member of our team, actually, who's going to set up a situation like that, like having the stationary bike and then having a construction on top, can do their work and blogging. So like there's actually no limitations to that. Like, you can join us even actively without being present, and we are going to share more about this in the upcoming weeks, of course.
That's exciting. I'm going to be subscribing to the blog so I make sure I don't miss anything.
Exactly.
I love how innovative you are all being about the whole thing. It's wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah. If you want to go to the blog, it's head2.org. And so if you want to sign up to become a writer, it's head2.org/go, and it will redirect you to the registration page.
That's wonderful. That's fantastic. I'm so excited for you, because your enthusiasm, your excitement is very contagious. I think it's going to be very successful. I'm very excited. I'll be so excited to watch it. Now, have you spoken to Marcel? Is he going to try to be part of the bicycling too?
Yeah, I mean, the team, like even before I joined, was making sure to talk to Marcel first, because as I told you, he was the big inspiration for this project. And they wanted to make sure that he can get involved if he wants to. So Dan and me, we were in contact with Marcel. And so as we are planning to having a part of the route going through the Netherlands, I am pretty sure he's going to get involved for a part of the route, at least through the Netherlands.
Okay.
I was very positive about that as well. So I'm not sure if he really thinks about joining us for 30 days, because that would also mean he would be away from his family another 30 days, the second year in a row. And I mean, we met his family in Berlin when we were waiting for him. And that was, I think, a major challenge, like to be separated from your kiddies and your wife, and vice versa. Like they were separated from their dad and husband. So that was for sure not an easy thing to do.
No, for sure. And he had some small injuries along the way and dealt with weather and things like that. So, yeah. So maybe once is enough time for 30 days away, but yes.
But he's more than welcome to join us for 30 days as well.
Like, absolutely.
He's a lovely person. I mean, I knew him already before, and he was one of the first people I actually met out of the WordPress community, because the second WordCamp I attended was in the Netherlands. So, and that was WordCamp the Netherlands when he was still existing, and he was the lead organizer for that.
Oh, very good.
Care of us. Yeah.
I need to get him on the show too. He needs to be on the podcast, and we need to get Dan on the show as well to talk about how he got started up WP and up. So put some bugs in their ears. So
I will. I promise.
We'll get them on. We'll talk about the whole project between now and next WordCamp Europe. I hope to come to your WordCamp Europe next year. I'm going to start saving some money so I can make my way there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. Like Porto, I have been to WordCamp Porto last year. And I totally fell in love with the city, with the people. So for visiting Europe, I think it's a very nice place.
I just started learning Spanish too. So just in case,
I can at least
I can talk to the Uber driver.
That's going to work. I mean, Spanish and Portuguese, they are different, but also I think, but anyway, in Portugal, everybody just speaks amazing
English.
Yeah, I was very, very surprised, to be honest, because I wasn't expecting that. But because when you're going to Italy or to Spain, for example, you might have a little bit more difficulty. So I was expecting Portugal to be on a similar level. Mm-hmm. And it was just like mind-blowing.
Like wonderful.
Like lots of them, their English was better than mine. And I mean, my English is not that bad at the moment, but last year, so I'm really trying to improve it, because I was like 3 years ago, my English was not in the best place.
You speak very good English.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Netflix helps.
I have lots of family that lives in Puerto Rico, so that's one of my main reason for learning Spanish.
Cool.
And so I've been listening to podcasts in Spanish, and I've been texting people in Spanish to try to, you know, to do better. I'm 3 weeks in, I can say things like, "Where is the airport?" and "I need a pen."
So I think I'm out for the pen, but where's the airport? ¿Dónde es el aeropuerto?
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Like okay.
Yes, perfect. And yo necesito un bolígrafo. I need a pen. Bolígrafo.
Okay, bolígrafo. Amazing. Hi, all the Spanish friends there.
That's right. It's wonderful. Oh,
Spanish-speaking friends, not only Spanish friends.
That's right, Spanish-speaking. There's a lot of Spanish-speaking people all over the world.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the rapid fire questions. Let's see what your answers are for some of these. And I know you're not a technical person, neither am I. So any answer is correct. Okay.
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 I'm scared.
Don't be scared. What are two or three must-have plugins that you would tell somebody who's building a website?
Yeah. So if their skills are as non-present as mine were, I was really so thankful to the folks of Beaver Builder that they were building up this amazing hub for non-technical people, because it really made my life so much easier. So I know now there's Gutenberg, that which is more friendly to first-time WordPress users, and that was the big goal of it. But I'm still using Beaver Builder all the time. So I really love it. Mm-hmm. So that would be my number one plugin I would recommend to people who don't have any technical skills and who are starting on building like a small blog website or so. Yeah. And of course, Yoast SEO, because like it makes your life so much easier when you have no clue already what you're doing. It gives you so many valuable advices and indications of how you can improve in very easy ways. So
yeah,
that would be my top two plugins I would recommend to WordPress starters.
One of my favorite things about Yoast as well is the social sharing part of Yoast.
Yes.
So before,
oh my God, yes.
Before I share anything, I fill in the text that I want to appear, but also that image is very important when you want to share on Twitter and Facebook, for example. So those are, they're so valuable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's wonderful. At any point in your WordPress journey, now I know this may this may be an easy question because you happen to be married to somebody who is a very good WordPresser, but have you had a WordPress mentor at any point in your journey, and who was it?
I actually had, and he was not my husband.
Oh, good. Well, tell us. I want to know.
So, yeah. So first I'm going to tell you why it's not my husband. Yeah. You were saying something about yin and yang, but that also means that we are very different.
Yes.
And my husband has so much valuable knowledge, but it's also so much advanced knowledge that we are not really able to communicate when there's such a huge difference in skills, because he's just not getting that I would need like more detailed explications about simple things. And I'm losing my patience. So we've been there, we've done that, and we were not continuing that. Of course, it's helping when I have troubles with my website, and that's very valuable to have this person at home.
Yes, for sure.
But my mentor actually was my dear friend Birgit Olsen, who is also
from me. So yes, I love Birgit.
Yeah, so I think she was on your show. Oh, already, right? Yeah,
she was. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's a WordPress professional and consultant and coach for the people who don't know her. Yeah. And it happens that we are living like 25 kilometers away from each other.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. So we were also organizing a local meetup together. And so occasionally she's working on content to actually help people to improve their WordPress skills and to teach them to become better in what they're doing. And we had like the perfect situation because I could learn so much from her. And also I was the person like giving her direct feedback about her material, about what maybe was not easy to understand or what was missing. And so we were working on this for a while together. And yeah, that was really great. I love these win-win situations.
She's a wonderful person, and I really enjoyed getting to know her more over the podcast as well. So next time you see each other, give each other hugs from me.
I will do that, promise.
Okay, who is somebody else that you admire in the WordPress community, and why?
So it's difficult to come up with names here, but what I learned in the past years is that I met so many knowledgeable and inspiring women inside this community who are either very technical, like the opposite of me, or also very like me, like not having a technical background and getting caught by community bug and doing so much great things. So there are many names that could come into my head, like what I told you about Birgit, about Marike, and also Francesca Marano, who's become a dear friend, Josefa, who is amazing, and she's doing so much. But it just feels like I could name so many more, and it feels unfair to name only a few. Or Jill Binder, who is building this amazing diversity outreach speaker training program. Mm-hmm. So... yeah, to be honest, whenever I think about that, it's the female part of this community which inspires me most and which has teach me so much also about female empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
Like 5 years ago, I was probably one of the women who wouldn't see any problem going on. I didn't see how I might have that there would be a privilege about being a white man and being difficulties about not being part of this group of people, right? Mm-hmm. And I was living in my bubble. And then when I heard more about women that actually faced problems and how they were able to solve it, in the beginning I was still like, heh? But I don't see the problem. Why did you have problems and I didn't have problems? Which was a very sexist way of thinking, to be honest. And I changed so much during the past 5 years. And it's such a very important topic for me at the moment to become that role model, because I had other role models who opened my eyes about these topics. And I want to be that person as well who's inspiring other women to stand up for themselves, to speak up and to just realize their dreams. And I'm very thankful for all these amazing women I have met inside this community who helped me becoming a better human being and a better woman.
Well, I think you are definitely among those women as far as being inspirational.
Oh,
so
thank you.
You're definitely doing it. Let's see. What's something that you would like to learn in WordPress still, but you haven't learned yet?
I'm not sure if there's... I mean, there's so many things I still have to learn. I should probably dive more into CSS, like, because I'm everything that is visual is very important to me, and mm-hmm. So at the moment I am clicking around, and I think I would like to learn more about CSS, and I also know who to ask. So we have another amazing female WordPress contributor inside our community here in Germany who is giving amazing talks. And her name is Jessica Lischik. So, yeah, I should do that. Jessica, if you hear me, next time you tell me, I heard you in the podcast and you want to learn more CSS, here I am.
I love it. That's wonderful. I hope she hears you. We'll have to make sure that we give her a shout out.
Exactly.
What's one of the biggest WordPress mistakes that you've ever made, and what did you learn from it?
So, software-wise, I don't think that's something popping up in my mind now. Okay. But I think so there's something I wish somebody had told me earlier. So as much as I am excited about the software and the community, I think it has like a very addictive component, and at some point it might just become so addictive that you don't take enough care of yourself anymore. So mm-hmm. you want to visit more WordCamps, you want to contribute more, you want to get more and more involved, and it has a tendency to eat you up. And mm-hmm. I'm fortunate enough to realize at some point that I need these breaks, but I only realize it as well when it's already a little late. So I was still running through a major burnout.
Yeah.
And I see this happening to a lot of people inside our community.
It's about balance, finding that balance.
Yeah, everything in life is about finding the right balance. So mm-hmm. I think this is a part that is missing. So and if I look back to the past 40 minutes that we two have been talking, I was again like this person being so excited about the community and like giving out this message. But at the same time, it's important for me to say, like, there's nothing ever more important in life than your own health. And there's no open source project that is more important. There's no community that is more important. Right. And there's also no job that is more important. Mm-hmm. And this community is very addictive and very empowering you to do more, because mm-hmm. we all have similar values and similar goals. But yes. At some points, we should be able to set some boundaries to protect mm-hmm. ourselves, right?
Yeah, I think that's a very important thing to bring up. Absolutely. Because that finding those balance and setting those boundaries are what's going to help you stay a healthy person in relationships and business and mental health and physical health. Absolutely.
Yeah. Up, and I wish somebody would have told me that earlier. Yeah.
No, that makes perfect sense. What's one of your proudest WordPress moments?
Yeah, I think there's two.
Okay.
So for me, it was a huge experience to become the MC of WordCamp Europe 2017 in Paris. So I was an MC for 2.5 days. And it was really exciting for me because, first of all, like it was the main room and there was a huge audience and I was not used to that. But the biggest challenge for me was doing that in English. Mm-hmm. So if I could have done that in my mother tongue, like you might have noticed I'm an extroverted person, so that would not have been the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really difficult for me to do that in English. Mm-hmm. And I think I really aced it in the end.
Yeah.
So that I was very proud of that. And the second one was a talk I was giving last year at WordCamp Nijmegen. Mm-hmm. And the talk was about how to better deal with rejection. And so this was obviously also a mental health talk. And mm-hmm. I was going through some rough experiences also inside the WordPress community where I had like not so pleasant experiences about WordCamp organizing, which I mm-hmm. stopped from that point on as well. And it almost broke me. Mm. And instead of letting it break me, I was able to just stand up, speak up, go on stage and share, not only share about how I was feeling and not making it a rant, mm-hmm. but teaching the people what I've learned. So, okay, like, mm-hmm. first of all, it's not anything you should be ashamed of, like speaking about rejections, because we are all experiencing rejection.
Right. All the time.
And this can be job related, but this can be related to friendships, to partnerships, to.
Yes.
There's so many rejections we're all facing, and we like to share our success stories, but we don't like to share our rejections, obviously, right? And it's important to do so.
Yeah.
So I did that. And when my talk was over, I got standing ovations and I was really proud. How I managed to not only teach the people about what I've learned, but also to prove myself that I'm still standing and that I am still able to find my strength and the most important thing, to learn something out of a more or less shitty situation.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I think that's great. Standing ovations feel good, but more important than standing ovation is that you feel you were able to share that and move yourself even forward in that journey.
Yeah,
I think
step
that's
forward.
Wonderful.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. If you weren't working in blogging and web and WordPress and all of this, what's another career that you might like to try?
So I'm going to give you an impulsive answer now.
Yes.
I think at the moment it would be, I don't know how to pronounce it in English, volcanologist?
Oh, volcanologist.
Volcanologist?
Yeah.
I would be volcanologist. I discovered my fascination for volcanic areas this year. I was spending a week in Iceland. And it was just mind-blowing. And earlier this week, on Monday, I was on Etna in Sicily.
Oh, okay.
Which is an active volcano.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were able to hear the activity and you'd see the explosions. And
amazing.
It was, I mean, I felt just like, oh, my God, I want to do this, like, every day of my life.
That's wonderful. That's a great experience, yeah.
That's why I said it would be an impulsive answer, because that's what was moving me recently.
I thought you were going to say belly dancer. I don't know why.
That'd be an option. I should Maybe. Give it a try.
You never know. You never know. What's something on your bucket list?
On my bucket list. Oh, I really want to visit a very active volcano, like mm-hmm. one where I can see the lava and the magma and everything. and something that might be a little more dangerous to visit. Sometimes I like these dangerous atmospheres.
Mm-hmm. Go to Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii would be amazing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Hawaii is on my bucket list like forever, but
yeah,
it would require a major amount of savings. So
absolutely, yeah.
But there's another very active volcano in Italy on an island which is called Stromboli. So I might consider that.
Oh yeah.
And also I want to visit San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And I'm very confident I'm going to do that next year.
Wonderful.
And of course, I want to bike 3,000 kilometers from Berlin to Porto next year.
And you will. I know you will. That'll be wonderful to follow for sure. Show us or tell us about one of the hidden talents that you have that people in the WordPress community might not know about.
Yeah, I think one, I said it already earlier, I'm a certified dog health trainer.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
And I speak fluently 5 languages and I understand 7.
That's amazing. So
I think I'm pretty talented when it comes to languages. Like learning languages is something I always enjoy doing. And having been born and raised in Luxembourg helped, because we are raised trilingually. Mm-hmm. And then on top, like, I mean, we speak, our mother tongue is Luxembourgish, and then we learn German and French very, very early. And then comes English, but English comes a little bit later than our neighbor countries.
Yeah.
And then I have Italian origins as well, so that's why I learned Italian. And I understand Dutch, and I understand Spanish, and I can speak a tiny little bit.
That's amazing. That is very talented. That's why I love that. So that's a hidden talent until you suddenly start speaking and people are like, I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, sometimes it's amazing at especially situations like WordCamp Europe. Because I really have friends like in the meantime, because of WordPress, like all over the world, but of course also all over Europe. And yeah, sometimes I get reactions like, oh, you know that Carol is around when you hear like 4 or 5 languages within 5 minutes, because there are people coming, friends from Belgium, from France, and like some come from Italy. And then the German community, which I'm a part of, is there. And then I speak Luxembourgish to my husband. And then at some point, there's somebody asking for a translation. Just a mix of languages going on.
I love it. That's wonderful. Well, our time is just about up. Tell us how people can find you online.
Yeah, they can find me online pretty easy on Twitter and Facebook, because it's just my name and my first name and my last name. So Carol Olinger on Facebook and also Carol Olinger on Twitter. And also I have a blog, which isn't very active at the moment, which is also carololinger.com. Okay. And yeah.
And then WP and up.
And of course, WP and up and head to the org. Yeah. So reach out. I am always happy to meet new friends all over the world. And whatever language you speak, reach out to me.
Exactly. I love it. Will you be at WordCamp US this year?
Unfortunately not. Oh. So yeah, I'm already having big FOMO. But I have I have 2 surgeries that are, yeah. So one is gonna be next week. And I will probably not have recovered by then. Mm-hmm. And also I have my doggies here and they are becoming pretty old. So it's not that easy anymore to leave them. So what my husband and I are doing at the moment for the bigger WordCamps, we are just splitting up. Like, so he's going to go to WordCamp US and I'm going to go to WordCamp Asia.
Perfect. Well, I know that our paths will cross again at some point and I look forward to meeting you again in person.
Yeah, likewise. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're going to meet at some point.
I think so too. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show today. I really appreciate you taking the time. And I look forward, like I said, to see you again, and I'll definitely see you online. But in the meantime, we'll see everybody on the next edition of WP Coffee Talk.
Thank you so much for having me, Michelle.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.